I don't know, sticking around. I have an idea. Next week, if people come to the
I'll be at the beginning.
Very good. Okay, let's take a look at the pictures. Second to last place was how far I went down the cable in the eye. I just asked the pastor basically, I hope you're any Ishmael, but I made the bus with us and the Ali. Abbas is suffering that maybe you should help like Zayla. We learn that from Aveda, it's like that Aveda, you should help. And like Zayla also, you should help. Tais is basically asking, I have aid itself, Yush only helps the Kamed Osli Yadi. After it's Osli Yadi, after it picks up the Aveda, Yush does not help. Cannot be kind of the Yush. Abbas says this, no. First of all, from the Gemara itself, Giddika Omer, Lap gave him the Miyaj Mermine, Mekamed Osli Yadi Kondila. Rabbi himself, when he's even on the Rabbi, even when Rabbi is saying out the Tzad that Yush does work by Gzeilot. He says, because it's Dumida Veda, Ma Veda, Yish helps Mekamed Osli Yadi. So Rabbi himself, even on the side that we're learning out from Yish, from Aveda to Gzela, he already concedes that by Aveda it's only Mekamed Osli Yadi. But Bos is Osli Yadi, by Aveda doesn't work. Uchidam Avela Messias Badi, and it's Pershing Rabbi Messiah. That Yish by Aveda only works before you pick up the Aveda. After you pick up the Aveda, it's Bisur Osli Yadi, and Rabbi says the same Lashon. It says over here, it's be suosli, or the yish doesn't help. So how can the Gemara think to learn out Gzela from Avedas? Dial of Amen and Indias Kenodu. By Avedas itself, yish only works with Kamadosli Yadi. Once he's in Chayav and Ashava, yish doesn't help. So by Gzela, even if you make a. So how could Gzela be better? How could yish by Gzela work more than it does by Avedas? The whole yish is being learned out from Avedas. Says Mikol Mokher, "Boil the meal of Shaper to Yish Kani Begezel." Vos Dosli Yadi. Taisa says that nonetheless we can learn it out. The Mitzin Hami, Nihish Lo Yakoyin in Zeshli Tzayach LaHoshu B'Lipot LaGamri Boil the Pines Chayev BaShava. Says even by Mitzia, when the Gemara says that Yish doesn't work by Aveda after he was Nischayev and Ashava after it's Bisuosli Yadi, that only means that he can't be Pot LaGamri. Can't just keep the Aveda and walk away. Mikol Mokim by your Koynel in Yisrael is Chayel Shalom Kim Domim Kamer Lagav Gezel. But that much, if Yish works by Gzela after it's also Yodei, so how much does it work by Gzela? Let's by Gzela. If Yish would work by Gzela, it would work that you could keep the bed. It would not work to be put to Mitashlum. You would certainly have to pay even after Yish. Once you work a Gazlan, even after the Balaam and Mishayish, he certainly has to. Not many Gemara. Even after the Balaam and Mishayish, even on the Tzad Yish Kedikoni. Just means you can keep the chetz of the ben, but Tomim you still have to pay. So Taisa says, and the tzad that Yish works by gzela, it only means that it works to be kind of the ben, not to be kind of the Tomim. Well, that much it would work by Aveda too. By Aveda also, you would be kind of the ben, and you could just give Tomim, and you would just have to give Tomim. If Yish works by gzela, the boss after is Taiv and Hashava, doesn't mean it works. Then to the extent that it would work by Gzela, it would work by Aveda too. And by Aveda also, you would be able to keep the Aveda. If you're willing to pay for it, you'd be able to keep the Aveda. The more of a Messiah that says you don't get to keep the Aveda after you pick it up and if the Bible were Messiah, means you don't get to keep the Aveda the way a person who finds an Aveda after Yish gets to keep it. We just pocket it. If you picked it up first, you went as Chayim and Ashova, so the Yish would do something. That you could keep the Be'en and give Dolan instead. But And that's exact, and it's only to that extent that we're looking for it to work by example. So Melo, the Gemara's analogy, is still a good analogy. That's the Tosis. So the Pshutai, Tosis, how do we ask? Tosis of Chayav Hela. And it's sad in the Gemara that Yush works by example. So of course, yes, it's true, you still have to pay Dom. But the Pshuta, why do you have to pay Dom? If you were kind of Gzela with the Yush, so why do you have to pay Dom? So the Pshat of Pshat is the Chayav, because a Gazlan has a Chayav Tashlum. A Gazlan has two Chayav. A Gazlan has a Chayav of Hashava, with the Gzela's Ben. And if the gzeila is not ben, even if it was ba'inus, he slays a chiyuvav tashlum. So yish helps to be kind of the gzeila, but it doesn't get you off of the chiyuvav of tashlum. It has kind of ones that after b'shilem, some kzeis a kosov, b'shilem is a roshay. That a gazan always has to do tashlum, and if he doesn't get back to ben, he has to do tashlum. That's a given that Gazan is chayvin. If he's not going to get back to Ben, he's chayvin tashlum. So here he's not going to get back to Ben because he's kind of Ben with Yish. So he's chayvin tashlum. By Aveda, there's nothing analogous to that. A might say Aveda is not chayvin tashlum. Let's say a person finds an Aveda and he's watching the Aveda and then it's Nenas, not chayvin tashlum. There's no chiyuv tashlum by Aveda. By Aveda, you have a chiyuv to give back the Aveda. You also have a chiyuv to watch the Aveda. So, if you would be pesher, you'd be chayim. We didn't pshir of a shomer. We didn't a shomer. It was pesher. But the mitzias haved itself was not machayim and tashlum. So what's the cloud? So what's the svara to say that just like by gzeila, even if he is just kaila, he's still chayim and tashlum. So by aveda also, Yir should be kainah, you'd be chayiv in tashlumin. By Aveda, it doesn't make any sense. I understand it. Yir should be emes is kainah lagamri. By Aveda, and the tzad that Yir should be kainah by Aveda, I'm sorry, by Gzela, and Rabba's tzad that Yir should be kainah by Gzela, is kainah lagamri. Why do you have to pay? You have to pay because there's a side chayiv tashlumin. By Aveda, there is no side chayiv tashlumin. So if Yish is kind, it's a finished end of story. Where did the Chiyuv Tashlum all of a sudden come from? So the Tzais, in the Shimon Gimel, says, yeah, you see from this Tzais, the Tzais must hold that even if Yish is kind of like Zayla, you still have to pay not because there's a zayta gechiyuv tashlum, or at least not only because there's a zayta gechiyuv tashlum, but rather because you should not koina legamer. There's a shear in the kinyan. You're only koina the be'en of the chayfetz. You're not koina the domim of the chayfetz. Choices in the domim maybe to a mashkin. That's a complicated dimin. But I could put it choices to somehow it bifurcates. The year should not koina legamer. It's koina le'inyan zeh that you can keep the be'en. But the shavius of the chayfetz, we had this musik in the past, that the chayfetz has a shavius inside of it. The dnei chayfetz are inside of the chayfetz. So you have to give back the chayfetz, you have to give back the chayfetz with the shavius. Now with the yish, you kind it, but it's like a kinyan lemetza. You kind of the chayfetz le'inyan the be'en, but you're not kind of the chayfetz le'inyan the domim shabbat. So in Mele, if you want to keep the be'en, but you have to cough up the domim, because the domim you weren't kind. So it's like the ghost comes out of the ghostly shavius comes out of the chayfetz. So you have to be machzir the shavius of the chayfetz, even though you get to keep the ben of the chayfetz. And that already we shayach by aveda also. Yish is kind of by aveda, but since it's basal also the other, he was running his chayav and hashava. So yish would work, says Tosfos. It'll work to be kind of the ben, but it won't be worked. It won't work to be kind of the shavius. That's the success. Yeah, the Tzais is not so much a test. So I mean, the Tzais is what the Chorus says in Tzais, but it opens up a whole world of questions all by itself. First of all, why is this true? I mean, if the fact that it's kind of chayav hashava is prevents the Yish from if the fact that he's running his chayav and hashava prevents him from being kind of the Shabbos, so why doesn't it likewise prevent him from being kind of the Guf HaChayvitz? There's a chayav hashava and the Guf HaChayvitz too. If Yish allows you to be kind of Gufa Chayfetz, even though you were in Ischayev and Ashav as a Ben, so why doesn't it allow you to be kind of the Shabbos of the Chayfetz, even though you're in Ischayev and Ashav of the Shabbos? Like Mechates, it splits. Why is the Tzais says it's a Shir in the Kenyan? Okay, maybe the Chakaka says in Tzais that it's a Shir in the Kenyan, but why is there a Shir in the Kenyan? If Chayev Ashav prevents him from being kind of the Gamre, so Chayev Ashav should prevent him from being kind at all. How's it And moreover, how does the Gemara even know that it's true that this is Shir in the Kenyan? Maybe there's no shear in the Kenyan. Maybe by Xeli Takakoina Lagam. How does maybe by Xeli Takakoina Lagam? I have a Chi of Tashlum. Yeah, because this Taka is Aitaka Chi of Vashilim. Like, where did that go? The Lashon HaTosfos says, and moreover, the Lashon HaTosfos says that by Aveda also you would have to pay Kimmoi Gabi Gezel. Kilo Tosfos being a riot. You see, by Gezel, even though you're kind of a year, you still have to pay. So you see there's a shear in the Kenyan. So by Aveda also there's likewise a shear in the Kenyan. What's the riot? Maybe the reason why by Gezel you have to pay is not because there's a shear in the Kenyan, but because we know by Gezel there's a Chiyuv Tashlum, the Torah says B'Shilim. Like, who told Tosis that there's a shear in the Kenyan and that's why you have to pay? Maybe there's no shear in the Kenyan and you have to pay mitzad the chiyuv tashlum. Mitzad the chiyuv ha'isim. Moshul gazan is chayiv ha'isim. That itself, a gazan is chayiv ha'isim. That's a shear in the Kenyan. A gazan is chayiv ha'isim. Because he's chayiv in tashlum. The question is basically is two questions. Question number one is, l'chayre there is a chiyuv tashlumin, I guess, by Gazan. We know a gazan's chayiv in oinsin, you see there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So once I know there's a chiyuv tashlumin, they chepesa to make up that there's also a shear in the kingdom. The reason why a gazan has to pay, even though he's paying the yish, is because he has a chiyuv tashlumin. Who told Tosfos that besides that there's also a shear in the kingdom? And that everybody will learn back to Aveda. Number two, why should there be a shear in the kingdom? You might have shakhiva shabbat meneh the kingdom of the gamma, it should be meneh the kingdom even the mixes. And if it's not meneh the kingdom of the mixes, it shouldn't be meneh the kingdom at all. Let's first address the first question. Where did the chiyuv tashlumin go? Where did Tosfos see that from the fact that the Gazan is chayiv in tashlumin, when you see there's a shear in the Kenyan? And then we can now say, oh, k'moy l'gabei gezel, just like by gezel, you have to pay, even though you're kind of b'yish, so by aveda also you have to pay, even though you were kind of b'yish. There's a shear in the Kenyan at all. You're kind of l'gabei, but you have to pay as tashlumin. Yeah, you have to pay as the chayiv tashlumin of a gabei. Let's address that first, because I think that's the easier question to address. Or at least that's the terrace for which I have a better. That's the question for which I have a better terrace. Maybe that's the terrace. That's the question I know I'd answer. The other one I'm not so sure I'd answer. So maybe let's see if we can start this. Let's go back to the Gemara Sanhedrin, which is. I keep referring back to the word Ayin Beis. The Gemara discusses talking what's the nature of the Chiyuv Einsin of a Gazel, or a Gazel. So we have your machlekes as Rav and Rava. Rav says that the fact that the chiyuv einsin of a gadol is because he's kindly is because he's kindly made. What exactly Rav means, that's talked about in the past and doesn't really have to detain us right now. But Rav says that the fact that a gadol is chayiv and einsin has to do something. Has to do with the fact that he's kind of the name. Anyway, different versions. It means that a ganav, one version is the simple version, the way it's Mashman Rashi over there, is that Rav really holds every single ganav is mamish kind of the name. I have to give it back. You have to give it back with Teres Tashlumin. I have to give back the chayfet itself. Yeah, because that's a particular form of Tashlumin the Teres said you have to do. That's one shot of Rav. Others, many Echayim say, no, that's not what Rav meant. Rav meant that a ganav would be kind of the gnebo. Except that the Chiyuv HaShavah is Menei the Kenyan. But if the Chiyuv HaShavah goes away with Kimel Ravine, or because the Gneva disappeared, because it was Nena, so now you can't do HaShavah, so now you're kind of the Chayfetz. The minute the Gneva disappears and there's no Chiyuv HaShavah, so you take a kind of the Chayfetz, and now it's your Chayfetz that was lost, and you have to suffer the Chayfetz, and you have to pay for being kind of the Chayfetz. In other words, if you're kind of the Chayfetz, you have to, the being kind of the Chayfetz is Mechayev you and Domin. Rav Shita is, the kitzur, without going into the nitty gritty of that issue, is the basic sheet of Rav is the reason why when the chayfus is nenas you have to pay is because you're kind of the chayfus, you're kind of the chayfus, you're kind of the gneva, and because you're kind of the gneva, you have to, that's machayev you to pay for it. Rabbis Chayim. No, this is not true. The Gaon is like, there's no kinyan here at all. The Gaon is not kind of the Chayim. So why is there a Chayim on Sin? If he's not kind of the Chayim, so it still belongs to the Bailim, it's Pshus of the Mora, the Morei. So then when it's Nenas, that should be the Hefzad of the Bailim. Why is it the Hefzad of the Gaon? The Gaon has to give back the Chayim. But meanwhile, it's the Bailim's Chayim. Now it was Nenas, so it's tough luck on the Bailim. Why is it the problem of the Gaon? So Rav says, Rava rather says, what does Rava say? You did have Yashayim. The Chiyuv Tashlumin of the Ganav is Midi Da'av Yashayim. That means that the Chiyuv Tashlumin of the Ganav, really the Ganav should be put because he has a Chiyuv Hashava and belongs to the Bailim, and then it was theirs. So the Bailim should have the Hefzad. We say, no, the Ganav is like a Shayim. Meaning, he has a Chiyuv Achrayis. The Ganav now is Nischayiv in the Achrayis of the Gnev. You have to give back the Gnev, but not only do you have to give back the Gnev, but in addition, the Torah says, the Yechayah for the Achrayis of the Gneva, that if the Gneva would be Nevad, so you have to return, you have to pay for it. The nature of Achrayis, what exactly is the nature of the Chiyuv of Achrayis? It's also like sort of an open question. Is that like a new Chiyuv? When you mischayim in a chayis, that does mean I have to give the chayfetz back. But since I made a guarantee, so the chayfetz is never, so now I have a new chayfetz, I have a new, I like the credit card company, makes a guarantee. I have a new chayfetz, if something happens to it, so I wrote a guarantee. I wrote insurance, like I wrote insurance on the ground, the gneva. Benson, I have to give back the gneva. But not only do I have to give back the gneva, but I also have to insure the gneva against loss. So if the gneva gets lost, so I have a new chayfetz to pay, I get a new chayfetz. So a new chayfetz domen that comes out of this chayfetz of a chayis. We'll say that we're going to be lost in the Taisus. That's not going to, you know, in the Taisus we need to have some kind of concept of Hashavas Domin. This is not already Hashavas Domin. It's just an insurance policy that he wrote on the Chayf. It's not Hashavas Domin at all. We need, in order to make, this Taisus, where we headed, the place that we're headed to is somehow to get to a point where the Chiyuv Tashlumin is a Hashavas Domin. That's our destination, because we need to make sense of this Tosfos. He talks about Hashavas Domim, that there's a shear in the Kenyan, and if you come to the Chayfetz, we still have to do Hashavas Domim, and our problems are, why do you need Hashavas Domim? You have a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So we need to make them one and the same. We need to somehow make it that the Chiyuv Tashlumin and Hashavas Domim are the same. So, towards that goal, I think we have to say, the Chiyuv Achrayis when the guy is with Kabbalah Achrayis and the Gneva doesn't mean it's like a separate insurance policy. I have to give you back the Chayfetz Lizanu Chayim Hashava. And if the Gneva is gone, then I can't do Hashava at all. But I wrote an insurance policy, so I have to pay because I haven't achieved because I wrote you an insurance policy. That's not the Pshat. The Achrayis is that I have to do Hashava as a Chayfetz. And normally, if I hadn't written this insurance policy, if I hadn't Makabal Achrayis, the Torah wasn't Matlan, Midas Achrayis, Mididav Yashayo, she would say, I have to give back this Chayfetz. The Chayfetz includes the Domin, because the Domin and the Chayfetz are in the Chayfetz. If the Chayfetz is Neva, then everything's Neva. If the Chayfetz is Neva, then everything is Neva. Right? I have a Chayfetz and it's Neva, it's Nenas. So it's gone. The Domin is also gone. So here the Domin is in the Gneva. I have to give back the Chayfetz with the Domin Shavoy, and if lightning strikes and it gets destroyed, so everything got destroyed. The Chayfetz got destroyed, the Domin got destroyed, and everything is never. I'm Nenas and Hashavas HaChayfetz, and I'm Nenas and Hashavas HaDomin. Says the Torah, no. Since you're Makabal Achrayis, that even if the Chayfetz will be destroyed, but you'll do a Hashavas, you will be Mischayev to give back the Dmei HaChayfetz itself, and that will be a Hashavah. So the Chiyuv Achrayis allows the Domim to be separated from the Chayfetz. Like this, the Domim are only in the Chayfetz. If the Chayfetz is Neva, then the Domim are also Fafal. Like my own property. If it's Neva, it's Neva. With the Domim, it all goes down the drain together. But when I'm a Kabbal Achrayis, that means I'm a Kabbal separately to give you back the Chayfetz, and I'm a Kabbal separately to give you back the Shavis that's in the Chayfetz. So since I can, and so therefore when the Chayfetz is Neva, the Chiyuv Achrayis makes it that even though the chayfetz I can't give you back, but I still have a chiyuv to give you back the hashavas chayfetz, and then when I take money out of my pocket, because there was a chiyuv achrayis, that money is considered to be the shavas of the chayfetz. And that comes out of the chiyuv achrayis. That misses even by a shoal, it might be that it's that way. When a shoal is Makabal Achayas Vainsu. So is that like a separate thing? He's insured. First of all, he has to give back the chaylas, the pikadon, the shayla. But then, besides having to give back the shayla, he also wrote an insurance policy against it. He borrowed the axe, he has to give back the axe. He also wrote an insurance policy against the axe. Anything happens to the axe, so he is going to, he'll pay the violin. Whereas the pshat, no, the shayl, the chiyav einsin of the shayl, the chiyav achrayis of the shayl, is that he has to give back the axe. But if the axe is nearby, he'll give back the, at least the shabius of the axe, the dumim of the axe. Could be there as well, so that way. In other words, when the shayl pays for the einus, it's not some other, again, Zaitik Achiv, you know, he wrote a chayas on the thing, so he, the onus of the axe is mechayiv min a psanuchi of dam. He has a chayiv ashrav as dam. Without the chayiv achrayas, if the chayfas is never, the dam is also never. With the chayiv achrayas, the chayfas is never, but he still has to do ashrav as dam. But it's still called ashrav as dam. Well, so maybe I'll bring out the point. What would be the following case? I lend you a shayla. I let you borrow my axe. And you're borrowing the axe, and you have a chayis and so on and so forth. And you like the axe very much. You see, it's really an axe that you could use. So you come to me and say, I want to buy the axe. You say, okay, fine, $10. The axe is yours. The next day, the axe is never. So I come to you and say, I sold you the axe. But there's also this insurance policy. You insured the axe against loss. You have the schi of achrayis that I didn't sell to you. So if it got lost, now pay me. I just love a portion of that. Why is it portion of that? So there's other ways to say it. But the way I want to say this for our purposes is, the reason why not is because the achrayis is not a separate chiyu. The achrayis is that I guarantee that if I can't be meshiv the axe itself, I'll be meshiv the domim of the axe. Oy hey my domain, like the Shayna Revolution, oy hey my domain. When you measure the chayfetz, oy domov. So the domov is the shavis of the chayfetz itself. What I'm guaranteeing is that even if I can't give you back the chayfetz, at least I'll give you back the shavis of, I'll give you back the domim that was in the chayfetz. But it's still b'teres hashava. So if I sell you the chayfetz, so automatically you own automatically, it doesn't make sense to have the chayis goes away. Because if I sold you the chayfetz, now the chayfetz belongs to you. If the chayfetz belongs to you, then it belongs to you, lock, stock, and barrel, with the shavish shubay. So what kind of chayis would you have? This is the main point that I want to bring out, because I know we're talking a lot of very abstract things, but the main point that I want to bring out is that in the chayiv achrayis of a shoyl, when a shoyl is makabal achrayis, so it's a double poshut, that if I then sold the thing back to the shoyl, if I'm the mashal, and I sell the thing to the shoyl, then I don't have to sell him the achrayis, I don't have to pater him from the achrayis separately. If he's kind of the chayfetz that he was shoyl, if I sell him the chayfetz that I was shoyl, if he's kind of the axe, so then in middle, there's no chayiv achrayis anymore. Because the chayiv achrayis in the first place was the chayiv hashavas domim. He was mekabel achrayis to do hashavas domim. If he's kind of the chayfetz, then he doesn't need to do hashavas ha'ben, and he doesn't need to do hashavas domim either, because because he was kind of, what kind of hashavah? He was kind of, that was makna to him. So now with that in mind, let's consider a ganav. So a ganav now has two chiyuvim. He has a chiyuv to be meshiv the gzeila, the gneva, and he has a chiyuv of hashavas domim because he was mekabel achrayis. But the kabbalah has a chiyuv tashlumim. But it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, at least in Rava, which is what we all the Rishonim say we hold like Rava. It says in Rava that the chiyuv tashlumim of a ganav is a chiyuv midi davi hashoyel. It's like the kabbalah achrayis of a shoyel. It's not some separate, unrelated chiyuv tashlumim. That since the ganav stole it, so now he has a chiyuv tashlumen. But I guess if he gives back the ben, he'll be part of him tashlumen. But it's like a separate, independent chiyuv tashlumen that's unrelated to the object. It's not true. The chiyuv tashlumen is a chiyuv achrayis, and a chiyuv achrayis is a chiyuv hashavas domen. Lu yitzur. Now I have the bialim of yayish. Lu yitzur yish would be kind of legamed. This is the point that I want to bring out. That I want to get to. This is what I want to say. Lu Yitzur Yish would be kind of all the way down with any shurim at all, and the ganav al yidei yish would be kind of like that side of the rabbi, the yish is kind of. But if it would be kind of legamre, then you wouldn't have a chiyuv tashlumin either. Because the nature of the chiyuv tashlumin is a chiyuv achrayis. And a chiyuv achrayis is just a chiyuv hashavas domin. And when you're kind of the chayfis, it's automatic that you're nifted not only from hashavas abe'en, but you're nifted from hashavas domin. And if in fact that's not the halacha, and the halacha is that even if a guy is kind of the chayfis with yirush, but he still has to do tashlumin, which is a dover poshut, that's axiomatic, he still has to do tashlumin. It's not because the tashlumin is a separate chiyuv and it has nothing to do with the kinyan of yirush and the chayfis. That's not true. Had the kinyan yirush and the gnev itself been a total kinyan all the way down, then it would pater from tashlumin also. Because the whole chiyuv tashlumin is only a chiyuv achrayis, of hashamas domin. And if you kind of the gnev totally, then there's no chiyuv hashamas domin either. Al kochach is a shear in the kinyan. That you're only kind of the behen, but you're not kind of the domin. And therefore, since you're mekabel hashamas domin, so even if you're kind of the behen, but you still have a chiyuv hashamas domin. That's where Tosfos saw that there's a shear here in the kinyan. Meilus Tosfos. If that's the case, then that's true by Aveda too. But it's, if that's the case, it says in this Gemara that even if Yish is kaina, or it says in many Gemaras, so all the Gemaras that say that even if Yish is kaina, you still have to pay. What it says in all those Gemaras is that when even though Yish is kaina, but it's not kaina lagana, there's a shear in the kinyan that you still have to do hashavas dom. So Taisa says so. Even by Aveda that's shayach. By an Aveda also, even if Yish is kaina, this could be after Yish, after chiv hashava, if later the bayah were miyayish, after it's bisuras liyode, the Yish could help, and you'll be kaina the be'en. Either Gemara says in Bamasiya that Yish doesn't help. The Gemara Bamasiya means because that Yish doesn't help for the domin because there's a shear in the kinyan that the Yish is not the Yish works for to be kind of the end, but it's still Mashiach that Shavas Adomin. Now, of course, here we need to interject something. Because if we're making an equation, Zayl and Domim, it's all the same, it's just about Zaylo, there could be a shear in the Kenyan, and so by Aveda also there could be a shear in the Kenyan. So if they're so much the same, so how come they're different? How come by Zaylo you chayiv an Einsin, and by Aveda you potter from Einsin? Why is that difference? The answer is, because by Aveda you were never Makabal Achayis. So therefore by Aveda, although there's the Hashavas HaBe'en and there's the Hashavas HaDomim. By Aveda, if the Be'en was Nemes, then the Domim were also Nemes. Because the Domim are in the Be'en. Without a Kabbalah Sechayis, the Domim are in the Be'en. So if there was an Oynes to the Chepetz, there was an Oynes to the Shabbos too. The Shabbos locked up in the Chepetz. If lightning struck the Chepetz and the Chepetz was Nemes, then the Domim were Nemes. And the Bible of the Shomer Aveda, therefore the Ma'aseh Aveda is potter. Because yes, he has to do a Shavas HaBe'en, and he has to do a Shavas Domim. But the Be'en is gone and the Domim are gone, so he's off, so fine. By a Gazlin, you have a Shavas HaBe'en, and you have a Shavas HaDomim, but since he was a Kabbalah Chorayis on the Domim, the Kabbalah Chorayis means that even if an Oynus will happen to the Be'en, but the Domim are not Nevas. The Domim are not Nevad, the Shavis is not Nevad, because he was a Kabbalah that his property is like an Orev to that Shabbos. So now the Shabbos is not only in the Chepetz, now the Shabbos has its tentacles in his property because he's backing up that Shabbos. Therefore, the Oynes only happens to the Chepetz, it doesn't happen to the Be'en. That's a particular thing by Oynes. But when it comes to Yirush, Yirush is a shear in the Kenyan. The fact that a Ganev, that when the Bayam Mem is Yayish, the Ganev still has to pay Domim, why don't I say the Bayam Mem is Yayish, so the Ganev now, the Bayam Mem is Yayish from everything. So if the Bayam Mem is Yayish, the Ganev should be kind of the Chepetz, and he should be kind of the Domim. I'll call it this a shear in the Kenyan. Well, a shear in the Kenyan you can have by Aveda also. Go over this ground again because it's new machshavas of it. The original understanding was, I'm coming up with a lot of book from this, but the original understanding was tashlumin, the fact that a ganav is higher than tashlumin, is something separate from hashavah and bara. Obviously, this might be related to discussions about don't want to get into that. The original understanding was Tashlum is a separate chiyuv. The reason why after Yish you still have to pay, the ganav still has to pay, even if he's going to be Yish, even if Yish could be his kind of, is because Yish means you're kind of a chayv. What's that to do with Tashlum? Tashlum is this separate chiyuv that you incurred for being a ganav. That was the original understanding. If that's the case, Tosh is very bizarre. What does that have to do with Aveda? Tosh says that just like a ganav, if he's kind of a Yish, he still has to pay. So just like the Moshe Masina begins, the same thing will be true by Aveda. By Aveda also, after he's Yisuras L'Yode, you could be kind of the Aveda, but you have to pay. Tumi begins. And therefore, there's no difference between, that's what he wants to accomplish, there's no difference between Gezel and Aveda. If Yish works by Gezel, it works by Aveda too. Either Gemara says by Aveda, it doesn't work, but when it's Yisuras L'Yode, the Gemara means that you're not kind of the Dhamma. Well, that's true by Zayla too. You're not kind of the Dhamma. That's the thesis. So the effect of Tzayis, all that finding is, well, what's going on? By Zayla is a separate Chiyuv Tashlumin. So half the answer of the Tzayis is. The Tzayis says the answer is that the Dhamma that Tzayis is talking about is a shear in the Kenyan. That by Gneva you still have to pay because there's a shear in the Kenyan. The Yish only works to be the kind of the end. Yish doesn't work to be kind of the Dhamma. That's why you have to pay. So that could be by Aveda also. Yish works to be kind of the chayv, it doesn't work to be kind of the dhamma. So the problem was, where do we see that in Zayla? Tatoisa Kamodal Gabi Gezel. Just if you see it by Gezel, you have to pay, so by Aveda also. Where do you see it? By Gezel, you have to pay for a different reason, because you have the Zayla Gechi of Tashlumen. Where do you see that there's a shear in the Kenyan? Maybe there's no shear in the Kenyan. Maybe you take a kind of all the way down. And by a Gazan, you have to pay because you have a Chi of Tashlumen. Where do we see in this Gemara, that there's a shear in the Kenyan, that we can then say, well, by Aveda, there's also a shear in the Kenyan? You see it by Gezel. You see by Gezel, there's a shear in the Kenyan. I don't see by Gezel, there's a shear in the Kenyan. The Kenyan by Gezel is all the way down. But you have a Zayfik, a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So that's what I want to accomplish is, that if the Kenyan by Gezel were all the way down, then there could not be a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin that a Gazan has is not a Zaytik Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Tashlumin is an Achrayis, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's Midyat Avi Hashoyim. It's a Kabbalah's Achrayis that is guaranteeing that if it can't be Meshiv the Ben, at least it'll be Meshiv the Domin. But Lu Yitzur, that he was kind of if Yish would work, that he's kind of the Gzeil Legamei, then automatically he would be Nifter from Achrayis as well. Just like a Shoyim, if you sell him the Chayfis, he no longer has a Chiyuv Achrayis. Not because you need it's the Yemoichel Yachrayas or anything. Because the Chiyuv Achrayas is just that you're guaranteeing that if I can't give you back the axe itself, I'll at least give you back the Shavius that's in the axe. But if I sold you the axe, then I sold you the Shavius by two. So by Yish, if Yish would be kind of the Gamre, then it would be kind of the Gamre, the Gzeila, and the Shavius by. So then what Achrayas? The Achrayas is to give you back the Shavius. If it's yours, but if I'm kind of it, then it's mine. So why should I give it back to you? It belongs to me. I was kind of it. The same way the Ben, I have a Chiyuv Hashavah to give you back the Ben if it's yours, but if I'm claiming, I don't have to give it back. Well, the Shavis too. I have a Chiyuv Achrayis to be Meshiv you the Domim, but if I'm claiming Yish, why should I give it back to you? So there can't be. If the Kenyan will be all the way down, then the Chiyuv Achrayis would disappear in Mimela. So Al Kochuk from the fact that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, I can't just say it's a Daya. So it's Al Kochuk from the fact that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, you see the Kenyan Yish did not go all the way down. The Kenyan Yish went down that I'm claiming the Be'en, but it doesn't go down so far that I should be claiming the Shavis. The Shavis remains a thing, and therefore, the Shavis remains a thing, and that I wasn't claiming. If I wasn't claiming, I have to do a Shavis Dhamma. There's a shear in the Kenyan. I'm claiming the Be'en, I'm not claiming the Dhamma. The Dhamma remains, but I have to give you back the Dhamma. That already can have by Abed also. That's what this is. Come on, have a good. If Yish is kind of only the Ben, but not the Domin, not the Shabbos, the Gezel, so that's a Chisor in the Yish. That Yish, when it's Chisor Asul Yod, they can't go all the way down. Can't be kind of all the way down. So Yish Shalei also, when it's Chisor Asul Yod, for the same reason that it's Chisor Asul Yod, the Yish can't go all the way down. It's kind of the Ben, it's not kind of the Domin. It's the main one. And with that, I just dotted the I at the end. They said, so if everything's so why do we do? But we do see further difference. We do see nonetheless a difference between Gneva and Aveda. That by Gneva if it's Nenas Yechayev and by Aveda if it's Nenas Yepoter. What's the nature of that distinction? So the answer is that by Gneva there's a Kabbalah Sachrayis. By Aveda there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. Kabbalah Sachrayis means that in the absence of a Kabbalah Sachrayis, the Oynes happens to everything. When the Chayfetz is Nenas, then the Shavis is Nenas. lightning struck everything, and so it's not my fault. It's your loss. The onus is the mazel of the Bayim's girl. So then the Shabbos is gone. When I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis, then the Shabbos, not only in the Chayfas now, then the Shabbos now is somehow implicates my own bank account. So therefore, even if the Chayfas is Nevad, but I don't see that the Shabbos is Nevad. That's not true by an Aveda. By an Aveda, there's no Kabbalah Achrayis. And therefore, if the Shabbos was never Ba'inus, then if the Chayfas, if the Aveda was Nensa Ba'inus, then the Shabbos was also Nensa Ba'inus. That's the difference. That's that difference between Zayl and Aveda. But the Shiur in the Kinyan, it makes no difference. The word that we're saying now that uses a Shiur in the Kinyan, so Mali was Yemakabal Achayis, Namakabal Achayis. The Kinyan itself only penetrates to the Gufa Chayfis, but doesn't penetrate to the Shabbos of the Chayfis. And therefore, just like by Gzela, you only claim to the Chayfis, but not the Dhamma. So who I didn't buy a baby? You only claim to the Chayfis, not claim to the Dhamma. I think that's the Havon over here in this and Taisus. Of course, what still remains to what we're not explaining, none of this explains, why is that true? That the yield, that the mokum, that you're writing this chayav and hashava when it's bisur so yodei, why is it that there's a shear in the kinyan and the kinyan only goes down to be kind of the chayfes, but not so far down to be kind of the Shabbos? Why? I mean, if yish works, it works. You know, if the chayav hashava prevents yish from working, then it should prevent yish from working even to be kind of the gufa chayfes, because you have a chayav hashava and the gufa chayfes too. And if yish can work and can be mafkir the chayav hashava, so why can't it work all the way down to be kind of even the Shabbos and to patu even from the hashava from the chayav hashava of the Shabbos? That we're not explaining, and that's very obscure. What's the reason for that? You can't say that has anything to do with the Kabbalah Achrayis. Maybe it was the Kabbalah Achrayis that he shouldn't be kind of the Shabbos, that he won't be kind of the Shabbos, because that wouldn't be true by Aveda, where there was no Kabbalah Achrayis, and we need whatever we say has to be true by Aveda too. So Emes Harom, I mean, this is a question. Maybe we could say, Rashi, also with you were entertaining such a thought, that maybe I just understood we source with other means that since I was already in this chayv and hashava, so the chayv hashava, since it came first, it's meineya the yish from being kinder. But hashava, since I could be mekayim hashava with hashava's domim, it would still be called the hashava. So it's only Meinei, the kinyan of the Domim. But it's not Meinei, the kinyan of the Ben, because what's Meinei, the kinyan, is that I need to be Mekayim HaShavah. I need to be Mekayim HaShavah, which was there first, because Bistros Liyodin. First I was in Mekayim HaShavah, then the Yish happened. So the Yish can't pater me from HaShavah. So I have a Chiv HaShavah that prevents the Yish. But only to the extent that I have a Bedrach Chiv HaShavah. But if I can be Mekayim HaShavah in a more modest way, which is HaShavah HaDomim, so then the kinyan of the Be'en won't be Oikir Mechiv HaShavah. So maybe then I could be kinyan. Of course, the problem is, but the Chorak also have a Chiv HaShavah Se'Be'en. So yeah, I could be, if there's no possibility of HaShavah Se'Be'en, I do HaShavah Se'Be'en. But it's the Chorak L'Chavchila is supposed to do HaShavah Se'Be'en. So what does that mean? In Rashi, we have such a Machshavah also, because we have that lesson in Rashi. Sagile V'Donim. Rashi explains that's how the Yish works, because it's Sagile V'Donim. So Rashi also re-entertains such a story. But maybe other Eitz is Rashi. Maybe Sagal Yudom means, since you could do Hashavah's Domim, so in Mela, that's called Hashavah. You could do Hashavah's Domim, so in Mela, it's not Meneah the Yush, the Chiv Hashavah is not Meneah the Chalois of the Yush. So maybe I'll send Taisa, since you could do Hashavah's Domim, so therefore the Chiv Hashavah is not Meneah the Yush from being Chal the Mitzvahs. Down to the Domim it's Chal, but the Domim, you know, it's not Chal into the Domim, but it's Chal all the way up to the Domim. It's chal on the be'en, but it's not chal on the dhamma. Yeah, again, it's only chatzi dhamma, because why isn't your chiv hashavah the be'en? That part's tricky. Okay, that's the bedrock shittus ha'tesis. So shittus ha'tesis basically is that there's this bigger equation between zeil and aveil. Tesis is not distinguished between zeil and aveil. The same way you have Yisuras Liyadi by Agamar by Gzela, you have Yisuras Liyadi by Avedla. If by Gzela you're not kind at all, like that's on Rabba, the by Gzela you're not kind at all when it's Yisuras Liyadi, then by Avedla you're not kind at all. And if by Gzela you are kind of the Ben, you just have to do Hashavah's Dhamma. So then by Avedla it's exactly the same thing. The Gemara Mitzia that says Yisuras Liyadi that by Avedla you're not kind of Yush, just means, well, on the tzaddik, you're not kind of by gzela at all. So it also means you're not kind of by aveda at all. But on the tzaddik, by gzela, you're kind of a mitzvah. Then by aveda also just means that you're not kind of a mitzvah, but the mitzvah you are kind of. So whatever is true by gzela is true by aveda. And the basic notion that Tosis has is that the nidin, Rabbah's suffix is, after you win a chayim and a shavah, do we say that, this, that the yish nachal at all? Do we say the yish is chal b'mitzas? That you claim the be'en, but there's a shir in the kinyan, you're not claiming the dhamma. That's the suffix of a rabbi. To what extent is yish chal? Is yish altogether not chal? Because b'zros liyad. Is this gil mashallah? Or yish is chal for the be'en at least, but not for the dhamma? That's why you have to pay. Not because of some zaita kachil, but because there's a shir in the kinyan. And that's the same thing by aven. Question was that we were discussing, where did that Zayta Gechiv go? And my answer is that there was never a Zayta Gechiv. The Chiv Domim in the first place was a Chiv of Achrayas and Hashavas Adomim. It's a Chiv basically of Hashavas Adomim, and the Chiv, it's basically what there is in the Chiv Hashavas Adomim. What the Achrayas does for me is that it says that if the Be'en was Nanas, the Domim are not Nanas. But basically, there's no other independent Chiv of Hashavas Adomim. It's all a Chiv of Hashavas. I said, man, Hashavas Adonim. And Mela, if you still have to pay, if you be kind of legami, you report it from Tashlum Adonim. If you chayim with Tashlum, it means you're not kind of legami. And if you're not kind of legami by Gneva, then likewise by Mela, you're not kind of legami, and you have to do Hashavas Adonim. Yeah, the other leading brand over here is the Rambam. Rambam is Yechon Zayin. Amazing about Chavav, rather, Chavav and Bez. The Rambam's going to the Gemara with it. The Gemara says that the person took an Aveda, picked up an Aveda, a Manas, Gemara has a few cases, but the middle case, the case that we're talking about, that the Rambam is talking about, the person picked up an Aveda in the street, in an Erlich way, but he wants to give it back. No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. He picked up an aved in the street to be geiseled. So he's a gazlan in an aved. So he's over listing zero, where it says. And he's over Hashif Teshiva, and he's over all from all sides. Then the Bible were misyayish. So the Gemara says, he's still over all these Averis. And not only that, but he can't be misakin them. Normally, if you steal, you could be misakin it by giving it back. If you take an Aveda and you have a not al menas lahachzir, you could do tshuva and you could give it back and you'll get out of the Avera of Lysigzil, you'll be not take to the Asay of Asia for Sagzelo. And Hoshif Teshivim, better late than never, you'll be kind of Hoshif Teshivim now. But in this case, the Gemara says, with the Ba'alim is Yayish, so the Gemara says, it's too late, you kain it. Once you kain it, so if you give it back, it's a Matan Ba'alim. So it's not called Hashavas Agzela, and it's not called that the Helshif Teshivim. Nifa Fafal, when you picked it up, you were able to see Zel, and now you kain it, and it's too late, and there's no Mu'ubat Layuchaliska. And you picked up the Aveda, and you were over on the Hashif Teshivim, and now it's too late to do Hashavah because you were kainet. So if I fall, you're stuck with the Aved. That's the Gemara. So Taisus, the Rambam asks, that's the other Yishayim asks. How is Yish kainet? It's Bisuas Loyale. So by Aveda is Bisuras Liyadi. You know, the Gemara says in Bava Tzi that by Aveda is the concept of Bisuras Liyadi. And by Agamar says by Zeila, it's one side of Rabba, this is the concept of, and that's how we pass it.
Yishkadi Lekani, that there's Bisuras Liyada. So over there you have a double Bisuras Liyada. It's Bisuras Liyada because he was writing his Chayiv and Hashav of Avedo. It's Bisuras Liyada because he was writing his Chayiv and Hashav of Gzeilo. So, like, it's a super Bisuras Liyada. So, Vadi Yish should not be Chal. Yish not Chal, he's not going to the Chayiv. So, let him give it back. He'll be Makayim the Hikvesh of Gzeilo. He'll be Makayim Hashav to Shivim. So, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Other Rishon says he's not Dafka, places over there. But the Ramban says, he says that in this case, he's kind of more than he would be if it was just a Gzaila or just an Aveda. As the Ramban, actually, the Ramban doesn't so much explicitly address the Bisuras Liyodev Agama. He's more busy with the Bisuras Liyodev more of a Mitzir. Says the Ramban, you know why by a regular Aveda, if it's Bisuras Liyodev, Yiddish doesn't help? Not because you win his Chayav and Hashem. The reason why by a regular Aveda, after you pick up the Aveda, Yiddish doesn't help, says the Ramban, is because when you picked up the Aveda, to be shy, and as in an honest way, to be a shemer aveda, you become a shemer. Now the aveda is munach beis habaylam. Says the Ramban, yish doesn't work beis habaylam. To be shy, the Ramban, yish doesn't work beis habaylam. Yish works if it's in the street. Beis habaylam yish doesn't work. Stoma parenthetically, stoma lavon is because yish is a kind of siluk. You can't be nostalgic if it's beis habaylam. What does it mean to walk away? It's in his rishos. So once the father Shemra made it, picked it up, it's the base of Bible. So that's why Yish doesn't work. But over here, since he picked it up not to be Shemra it, he picked it up to steal, it's possible, but Gzela, it's possibly mixed in, like by Negev, possible. Since here you picked it up to steal it, so you don't become a Shemra. If you don't become a Shemra, so now Yish works. That can't basically the Ramah. That's the Ramah. Oh, but then everybody has another problem. Everybody says, okay, fine. So I understand why you don't have the source, the only problem of. You don't have the Yisuras Liyodi problem of Aveda. The Yisuras Liyodi of Aveda is that you became a Shemir Aveda. Here you don't become a Shemir Aveda. But then everybody says, but there's an opposite problem. That by Gzela, even if Yish works, but it doesn't work to Pater from Domin. It's like we talked about in Taisus. It doesn't work to be Pater from Domin. The Lashon Ramban is that by Gzela, Le'olam and Gzela nicknames Kol Kach Lihipotu V'Domim. Lihipotu V'Domim. By Gzela, Svamish the Tzoyis is Lashon. The Lashon Ramban, this Lashon Ramban is very much of a Tzoyis kind of Lashon. And it's part of his question. He's saying, one second, this is a Gzela. Besides being an Aved, it's also a Gzela. And by Gzela, the rule is that you also have to pay Domim. So why do you have to pay Domim as Gzela? But the way he says it is, by Gzela, the Olam Yish is not kind of kol kach that you should be potter midomim. See, there's this thing in the Ramban that if you be kind of all the way down, then there'll be no chiyuv domim either, because domim is just chiyuv achrayis. That's an achrayis and hashavas adom. But if you kind of all the way down, then there'll be no chiyuv achrayis. There'll be no hashavas domim. But there is a chiyuv domim by Gzela. We know you always have to pay. It must be that the Olam ain Gzela nicknames kol kach li potter midomim. By Gzela, you never get out of. You can't become a Gzela so much the apotheke from Dhamma. Smashing the Ramban, that's not a Yush impediment. It's a general din that Yush can't be, that a Gzela can't be nicknamed all the way down to the Ganif. A Chi of Dhamma is always going to have. That much Kenyan cannot have in the Gzela. It doesn't say that a Yush to be sorry. Yush doesn't work as a. It sounds like it's a Gzela to get in. That a Gzela is not nicknamed called Kachli apotheke from Dhamma. So to answer the question, so over here, it's also a Gzela.
And a gzela can't be nikne kol kach li poter midonim. So then how come over here? So why is he, how is he claiming this aveda? This aveda is also a gzela, and a gzela is not nikne kol kach to ever be poter from domim. Says the Rabban, no, but here it's not only Exhale, it's also an Aveda. And an Aveda could be Nikne Lagarmen. So you get the best of all the worlds. An Aveda, you can't be kind of with Yush because it's called Rishus Abayel. You're a Shomer, it's Rishus Abayel. Here you don't have that because you took it as a Ganem. So it's not Rishus Abayel, it's Kemunach B'Karka, so Yush could help. Of course, by Exhale, Yush doesn't cap out you from Domin. Because the gzela has a din that the gazlin can never be kind of the gzela all the way down, leave bottom midonim. But here it's also an aveda. Before he stole it, it was also lost. So a lost chayfetz could be nicked there all the way down to the moitzeret. So in Melo, now Yish works modeshach. The reason why it doesn't work by aveda because you're a shomer, you don't have. The reason why Yish is not kind of all the way down by a gazlin is because that's a din in gzela that is not nicked all the way down. But all we get is not a factor. So in Melo, here Yish talked the words. Since you have this mixture of Zayla and Aveda, so you get both coolest, you get the coolest of Zayla and the coolest of Aveda. It's a different world in places. Two nekudas I want to point out. Maybe we'll stop for today and pick up the Ramban next. Tomorrow we're going to have Shia. Tomorrow. You know, let me to keep talking. We'll see until I stop talking. First of all, it's this deep that I just said. It's with deep in the Ramban. That this din that we saw already in Tosis that by once you chayiv in Hashavas Zeilo, the Yush not kind all the way down. We saw that in Tosis, the Shir in the Kenyan. Rabban also has that notion that the Yush not kind all the way down. Of course, Tosis holds that's true by Aveda and by Zeilo equally. Tosis thinks that's a generic thing. Whenever you have a chiv Hashavah, the Yush can't be kind all the way down. The Rabban thinks it's a special feature only by Zeilo. Not true by Aveda. Aveda, you could be going all the way down. Except that it's Yerush Shemer, so you have to get rid of that problem. But otherwise, Yerush could be going by an Aveda, could be going all the way down by a Zelo. Well, I only mean Zelo Nifnes Kokach to be part of the Dom. It's also the word in the Rabban that it's not a svar in Yerush that Yerush, after Chiyav HaShavah, can't be going all the way down. It's a svar in Zelo. I think the two things go together. If it would be a svar in Yerush, that Yush can't be kind of all the way down because I suppose you were in this high Vashava. So why wouldn't that be true by Aveda the same as Gzela? The whole point of the Ramban is that it's a Gzela Dikadin, not an Aveda Dikadin. So the Ramban says, because the focus here is not on the Yush. It's not that Yush can't be kind of all the way down. Yush, we said Yush, maybe Yush could be kind of all the way down. It's a din in Gzela that the Torah said that a Gzela is never nicknamed to the Gazan, kol kach, that the Gazan should be kind of the Dominant. That never happened. Well, where does it come from? Where does it say that in the Torah? The Rabbi doesn't tell us. Somewhere in the Torah says that a gazlan is be'etzem preempted from being kind of the gzela, kol kach all the way down to be kind of the dom. I don't know where it says. Maybe it says Meshilim somehow. What's derived from Meshilim? Maybe Meshilim just means Yechayev and Achav and in the Yachrayas of the Oynus. Where does it say in Meshilim that you can't be kind of Ali Be'yish all the way down? So that's obscure in the Ramban. But the Ramban holds somewhere it says in the Torah that a gzela can never be nicknamed kol kach. Could be nicknamed a little bit. Can you shingo is kind of the end, and Yush going to one side of the rap is kind of the end. But to be kind of the domim, a gzela is not the domim of a gzela. A gazan is not kind of to. There's not kind of domim. That's only when it's a gzela. But when it's also an aveda, so tell me how that it's a gzela, but it's an aveda. An aveda could be nicknamed. In fact, it's exactly too, doesn't hurt.
doesn't take that away. It's an aveda. An aveda could be nikness kolkach. So therefore, here it's nikness to master aveda, not ask zeilu. That's what it says in the Ramah. Okay, there's a lot of things that are obscure. But right now, we're just going to work on what does it say in the Ramah. There is a question here in the Ramban, though, which Ramban doesn't even address, and the Chayim are bothered by it, which is, okay, Ramban, you explained a few things. Can you explain to me why, in this interesting case over there in Bavisiyah, you don't have the problem of the Avedic problem? The Gemara says in Bavisiyah that Aveda, when it's Bisur, so we are the Inaptain. So now you explain, that's only because you become a Shomer, so it's like a Yish Bishus Abaylam, and Yish can't be Bishus Abaylam. And here you took the Menas Legoizla, so you never became a Shomer, so it's not Bishus Abaylam. Okay, very nice. Then you, the Ramban, you addressed another question, which is, right, Zeila, even if Yish is Kaina, but it's not Kaina Domin, because the only thing Zeila Nikmes Kolkach to be Kaina the Domin. So why do you have a problem over here? So that the Ramban explains that here it's not only Zeila, it's the Ramban's version is Posuch Va'Aveda, it's mixed in with Aveda, it's also an Aveda. And Aveda could be Nikmes Kolkach. Fine, so you explain that too. But there's a third problem, which the Ramban doesn't talk about, which is, but what about Rabbi Sofik? Rabbi has a Sofik. Even in the be'en of Gzela, a be'en of Gzela, Gazan could be kind of. There's no din that Olam ain ha-be'en nikness la Gazan. That's every Shimon, the Gazan's kind of the be'en. And yet Rabbi is itself to say that Yush doesn't work by Gzela because it's Bisros Liyodi. Perhaps it's because he was ready in Schaiv and Hashem. So, and that's the halacha we pass in Yush Kedilo Koni. So where'd that go? That the Ramban doesn't address. There's three issues here. One issue that it's an aveda after you were in his chayiv and hashavas aveda. The Gemara of Mitzvah, taking chafal from base of Taisus Shapur. The Gemara says in Mitzvah that you can't be claiming an aveda after you picked it up. That yish doesn't work by an aveda after you picked it up. Okay, so that the Ramban explained. That's only because you're a shomer aveda. Here you're not a shomer aveda. Then there's problem number two. By a gazlan, even if yish works, but it doesn't work for the domim. So how come over there you claim the domim? Ramban holds that the oil of Engzela Nikmes Kolkachti should be proclaimed in the Domin. So that he answered, there is Posuch Va'Aveda, it's also an Aveda, so an Aveda could be Nikmes Kolkach. But there's problem number three that the Ramban Bechal doesn't talk about, which is that Rabbi had a Sofik that not only in the Domin of Engzela, but Rabbi had a Sofik whether Yish works after it's Bisuros Lyodi by Engzela, even for the Be'en. That's not it, because the oil of Engzela Nikmes Kolkach. I mean, because Exhale could be Nikmes Kolkach, but you come to the Be'en at least. Like Kimishino, you see, you come to the Be'en. That's as far as Lechayra, just in Yush. That Yush doesn't work after you're in the Sky of an Ashok. Where'd that disappear to? Why isn't that a problem? So, what is that that is possible by Veda? So, possible by Veda, so you can have more Chiv Ashok. The fact that it's also a Veda makes it worse, because I have a double Chiv Ashok. So, and that side in Rabbah, which is the side that we pass them like, that Yush doesn't work after you're in the Sky of an Ashok. So there, for that, what does it help that it's exactly an Aveda also? So you have more Chiv HaShava. This, I'm a little bit tired. I really like not to leave it for next time because I want them to sleep on the kasha. But then I'm not sure if I'm going to sit here tomorrow or on Wednesday. But kasha, we'll discuss. But I think I'm going to leave you with the kasha. This Ramban, one of the Kadmarim Rais, and the Tipus Dioy of the Ramban, we Yashiv Shivanakim. This Ramban, we have to sit Shivanakim on this Ramban. The Chayim Rabbi is this Ramban is. I'm very busy with this Ramban. Okay, so I'm going to take a moment to leave that. But this is at least have a clear understanding of the Ramban. There's three issues. Two of which the Ramban addresses, and the third which he does not address. There's the issue of the Ramban Mitzich of Alpha and Beis, that by Aveda itself, when it's Bisuos Leode, the Yish doesn't help. That the Ramban has an Aum Halach with Shem Aveda. There's the issue, the
that was called the Tzoris and Tzoris, that by Gzeilov, even if Yish does help, but it doesn't help for the Domin. And the Ramban's showing us a very, you see, Mamash, the Tzoris concept in the Ramban. It's that's a chisor in the Kinyan. It's that nickness called Kach to be parted from the Domin, but that's, but the Ramban says that's like a general rule by Gzeilov. It's not as Yish the Kinyan, it's a general rule by Gzeilov. It's that nickness called Kach. So why do we have that problem? So Rabban's solution for that is because his conception is that it's a gzela dikidim, that a gzela can't be nikmas kolkach. It's not a yish kind of chisar, it's a gzela chisar. So he says, but here's not only a gzela, here it's also an aveda. So dalmi offer that it's a gzela, it's an aveda. So after an aveda could be nikmas kolkach. But then there's the third issue that Rabbi Machal doesn't address, which is the last issue, in which is Rabbi Sofik. Rabbi the Sofik, then maybe yish after you were nischayim in Hashavah, maybe it doesn't even work for the Ben. So if that itself was a din also, because la'olam gzeila niknes kolkach, that Kilu Rabbi thought that la'olam gzeila ain't a niknes kolkach to be koina even the Ben. Then we could say, there Ramban, but it's pasuk ba'avei, it's different. But that's a problem, because it's hard to believe that by gzeila it really has such a din, that it's la'olam ain't a niknes kolkach that you should even be koina the Ben. First of all, Ramban never said that. And number two, Sama's not true, you see shini, by shini you koina the Ben. See, the Ramban is being there. Ramban himself stresses. Otherwise, the Ramban should have said that also. The Ramban should have said, "La'olam maybe zeilu niknas kolkach to be kind of the domim, and maybe not even to be kind of the ben." Rabbi Sofik, he doesn't say that. The Ramban's svara, it sounds like the Ramban's svara domim that la'olam ain zeilu niknas kolkach to lipot to be domim, and that's a general rule, even by shino, that's a general rule. But the Rabbi Sofik was something else. Rabbi had a Sofik whether. But the Gabi the Be'en, we don't have that general rule. Maybe yush doesn't work. You have to even schayv in a shul. So where'd that go? I think just Mar Mokumulach, I think the direction should be that Rabbi's Sofik, that maybe Yush doesn't work after it's Bisura Sloyoda, after you win Ischayv and Ashallah, is like the din by Aveda that you're a Shemir Aveda. That after you win Ischayv and Ashallah, you have that Mitzvah in your problem that you're a Shemir Aveda. I don't know where it's going to go, but maybe something in that direction. I mean, that's not an answer, because it doesn't stop, you know. But maybe there's some machshava in that direction. Okay, I'll stop here. Yeah, don't you have 2 minutes? Uh-huh. You have 2 minutes? Yeah. Sure.